When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead of Hip Hop D365. You know what it is. It's your boy FIFO 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inch. And today we are doing Lola Brooke, Dennis' daughter. Ken, before we get into the ratings, she was on recently on the XXL freshman list, right?
I can look. I don't know.
Okay. I think she is. So you know how we started?
Yep.
You know how we started? We started with the ratings. Ken, the features. She has some pretty fucking big names on here. She had Coi Leray. She had French Montana. She, hold on, I think because there's somebody else outside of Coi Leray on this track, am I mistaken? No.
Yeah.
Coi Leray and Nyjah. Bryson Tiller. And Lotto and Young Thug.
Young Miami.
So how do you feel about the features?
D plus.
I'm gonna say B. I'm not mad at the B plus, but I'm gonna say.
Oh, B. I said D.
Oh, D plus. D. Oh, yeah. I misheard you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at a B. I like the features. Production.
See.
Wow. I'm at a B with the production. What about the rapping?
See.
I'm at a B.
Okay.
And overall, I'm at a B.
Yeah, I'm at a C, bro.
You know what, Kent? The more I listened to her, I was like, yo, I hear Lil' Kim. I hear young Lil' Kim. And the reason why I gave the production a B was, again, you know, we talk about we're in this really cool space of sampling. God bless all the rappers, Ken. That is young Jeezy. When I heard, I said, what? Like, she's going over that? That was hard.
That is a good track.
Yeah. Damn, I can't. You know I'm so bad with names. What Jeezy song is that? Fuck. It was on his second album. Thug Motivation 102. I couldn't tell you the name of the song. You know I'm bad with names. Let me see. I think Dear Dennis was another dope. Hold on. Was that another dope sample? No, but she definitely sounded a lot like Lil' Kim on that. I'm trying to find, because she had like two or three samples on here. That was just, I was like, yo, like, she's doing it. She's doing it. Fuck. I'm going through. But either way, Ken, this project caught me by surprise. And here's the thing. When we were reacting to the XXL freshman freestyles, me and BZ was paired up. And he was like, yo, I fuck with Lola Brooke. You know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to a project of hers prior to. And this is my first introduction to a full-length project. Ken, I fuck with Lola Brooke. I like her stylistically. I feel that she's getting left out with this woman wave of hip-hop. And off of this project, I don't understand why. Because she's a better rapper than Ice Spice, in my opinion. Like, way better rapper than Ice Spice. I think Glorilla has the Southern thing working for her. And the more that Glow goes, I get it. Like, you know, her latest single, that shit's hard. I can't even front Glorilla shit.
Yeah, Glow?
Yeah, Glow. You know, like, I get it. I bet. Lotto is underrated, in my opinion, as a rapper. But I feel Lola Brooke is underrated, too. And listening to this, I'm like, yo, like, I need something else. And I know that the deluxe version of this is coming out. I want to say, hold on, look at it real quick. It's coming out April 12th. But I don't know if that's enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want a reprise of this. I want to hear something different. I want to hear a new direction. I don't want to hear something that is just kind of redone or added to. Because I think this is a solid foundation. Like, I really came away like, yo, I like Lola Brooke.
I thought I did. I was excited to listen to this. I was like, Lola Brooks. Yeah, Lola Brooks. I know Lola Brooks. Lola Brooks is tight. It's the voice.
You don't like the voice?
It's weird, bro. Like, when I was listening to this, I was like, I thought Lola Brooks was good. That was the thought that went through my head. I was like, this is not what I expected or thought I was going to get when I listened to this. So I was disappointed, bro. And I don't know, maybe it's this album. I'm sure it's this album. But yeah, like, because the last track, I like the last track, Don't Play With It, with Lotto and Young Miami.
That was hard.
I thought that was good, but this album felt kind of...
Ken, the Foxy Brown joint with you with the Bryson Tiller, that didn't take you back? And she didn't add to, like, she didn't give it justice?
I ain't trying to hear that, dog.
You tripping. Nah, bro. You
and
tripping.
Then Bryson Tiller. Why y'all trying to revive him? Leave him where he's at, bro. Like, no. That's the first mistake. But nah, I don't know. I thought it was okay. But after listening to this, I see why she's left behind everybody else.
Oh, you see, you being disrespectful. You are being highly disrespectful. You is definitely a radio hit. It's definitely summertime,
yeah,
windows down type shit.
If it was the 90s, it's not the 90s anymore, bro. What are you doing with this? I'm just saying, like, what are we doing?
Ken, you wildin'. That's a good track. I feel like she was inspired by the original. They redid it to, you know, make it 2024, 2020. When did this come out? 2023, the end of 2023. I feel like they modernized it, and I feel like she sounds perfect on that. If you want to, you know, make the Bryson Tiller thing, okay, cool. I you know, there are other singers that they could have got. But I'm cool. I'm even cool with Bryson on there, Ken. Again, like, I feel like we're in this cool place of the samples and the reviving of early and late 2000 joints and, you know, late 90s joints. And I'm here for it. You was dope. And I think Bryson did his thing on that, Ken. I think you are being highly disrespectful right now.
I need something else. I need something else. This ain't it. I might be concerned about Lola, bro.
I don't disagree of I need something else. And that's why I said I feel like this was a solid foundation. You know, because she don't got no, she ain't got no other projects. Or maybe she do.
Just singles. Yeah, just singles. Saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't have no other projects. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm good with this as an intro to her. Because like you said, you know, Don't Play With It. I think that was the one that went for her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I love, again, the God Bless All The Rappers. I love the sample. I love how she's rapping on that. You, to me, is a banger.
Best Sides is good.
Which one?
Best Side. I think that's another throwback sample they did, too.
Let me see, which one is this one?
It's the fourth track after Don't Get Me Started.
What sample is that?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what sample that is.
It was almost like Lots or Rough Riders.
Yeah, I'm lost.
I can't remember.
Oh, it is. It is. See, and that was the other one. DMX, Stop Being Greedy.
Yep.
Stop Being Greedy.
Yep.
So, Ken, again, like, that's why I'm fucking with Lola. Like, I like I Am Lola. I like Best Side. I like You. I like it, bro. Like, she got joints on here. Now, it didn't blow me away because I felt like the one with French, I didn't like that one. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? But, again, it's only 12 songs. It's 32 minutes. It's a sweet spot. Mm-hmm. You can't have two. You shouldn't have misses. She did, but I think the hits outweigh the one or two misses that's on here. And that's the reason why I rated it a B just across the board. Love the production because of the samples that they use. And then, like I said, she grew on me with her voice because originally, I'm not sure, but like she sounds like Foxy / Lil Kim of the 90s. I'm here for that. And then she could rap.
Yeah, I hear the Lil Kim thing. I see where you're going with that. Yeah, and definitely Foxy.
Yeah, especially on you. So that's why it's a B. Like, the one thing I would say, I don't know if it's recommendable as a project, but if somebody asked me, man, you know, give me like a couple of songs from a female artist, I would definitely go Glorilla with Yeah Glow, but I would definitely send some from this. I would definitely, like my top three on here, Don't Play, God Bless All the Rappers, and You, and then if I had to throw in an honorable mention, I would say Best Side. Mm-hmm. Like those joints, those are hard to me.
Gotcha. All right.
That's why I fuck with it. But hey, man, look, am I tripping or is Ken tripping? Because one of us is tripping because we are opposite ends of the spectrum again today. But look, I fuck with this project. Ken is not all the way there. But but you're not saying it's trash.
No. I wanted to win and I hope she come back. And I definitely think there's talent there. So, but yeah, this one just didn't 100%.
So you know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.